I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to continue our look at Pakistan, where change comes slowly, if at all. The support for an all-Muslim state is strong, making life difficult for Christians. Plus, the completion of Bible translation into every language has never felt so close, and the movement seems to be picking up steam. Word from our partner coming up. We'll start today in Pakistan, where society is on a knife's edge, and it seems Pakistan's blasphemy law is riding a teeter-totter when it comes to change. So is there hope? FMI's Bruce Allen says, yes, but it's a bit more complicated than most would probably like. Allen explains.
Many members of parliament have said we do need to change this, and they've kind of put it on the docket so that they can show the moderates in Pakistan that, yes, we want a more democratic, more transparent judiciary. We're going to clean up our laws. This is one of them. You know, we hear from the international community that this is one of the things they would like us to do. So they put it on the docket, but then they never really come up with a new bill to replace it, or here's a reform to amend it.
In fact, Pakistan's parliament is doing the same thing as the judge in Ahmed's blasphemy trial.
It's another stall tactic, and just nothing gets done. Sometimes the stall tactics can work in favor of someone who's been charged with blasphemy, but in other cases like parliament, it doesn't allow real substantial or effective change to occur.
So please, would you continue to pray for change regarding Pakistan's blasphemy law? And pray for Ahmed's ministry and his family's safety as well. We'll share the details on the trial and the blasphemy law at missionnews.org. Next, the needs of the global refugee crisis seem to be impossible to meet, but Tent Schools International's Dale Dielman is researching refugee trends to better anticipate future needs. He shares.
I'm generally seeing three major developments in 2018. One is that there's going to be more disaster-related displaced persons. Another trend is reintegration of refugees from one country back to their countries of origin. And then there's still going to be a continued flow of refugees across borders, either for economic or political instability reasons.
So what's the best way to give refugees a more hopeful future? Well, Dielman says it's teaming up with other faith-based organizations.
Every organization has strengths that other organizations don't have, and we should be relying on who can do what the best for refugee and displaced families. That's one of the things that we as Christian organizations, I believe, need to put out there in the forefront for 2018. Let's collaborate. Let's share information. Let's share where we are. Let's share what we're doing. And let's help people.
To find your place in this story, go to missionnews.org. And finally, this year alone, Wycliffe Associates has 640 new requests to begin Bible translation. It's the largest number of translations that Wycliffe Associates has ever tackled, and it's almost overwhelming. But Bruce Smith, president and CEO of Wycliffe Associates, believes God is providing through the new mass translation model. It gives more responsibility and power to the local church. Smith says,
they can decide what the priority is for starting the translation, where they want to begin, how many people will be involved, how quickly it will continue, how it will be published, what form, all of those kinds of things.
And it excites the local church. So Bible translation is thriving in spite of pressure from hostile communities. Smith explains that while many groups feel pressure from the majority religions in their own communities, the work continues.
Interestingly, that doesn't prove to be a limiting factor in terms of the interest and the enthusiasm of the local believers in getting scripture into their area. In fact, it's almost the opposite. The more dangerous and insecure the arena, the more committed and enthusiastic the local people are, because they know that it's the only way to get light into a dark situation.
The work is crucial, but the problem is resources. So let's pray that God would give Wycliffe Associates the resources to start Bible translation work in each of these languages, and if you would, prayerfully consider joining them. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.